Good day and welcome to our detailed lecture on wave-particle duality, a central and fascinating concept in modern physics. Today you will receive a comprehensive overview of the origins, experiments, significance, and impact of this principle on our understanding of nature. Let us begin with the question, what is wave-particle duality? The term describes the phenomenon that light and matter exhibit both wave-like and particle-like properties. This insight contradicts our everyday experience, in which we perceive things as either solid and tangible or as spreading waves. But in the world of quantum physics, these boundaries blur. A look at history helps us understand the development of this concept. As early as the 17th century, there were two competing theories about light. Isaac Newton believed that light was made of particles, while Christiaan Huygens described light as a wave. For a long time, the wave theory seemed to prevail, especially after the famous double-slit experiment by Thomas Young in 1801. Young showed that light can produce interference patterns, a typical feature of waves. But at the beginning of the 20th century, Albert Einstein triggered a scientific revolution. With his explanation of the photoelectric effect, he showed that light can also be described as particles, called photons. When light hits a metal surface, electrons are released, an effect that can only be explained if light occurs in discrete energy packets. For this work, Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. This discovery led to a fundamental reassessment. Depending on the experiment, light can show both wave and particle properties. But it did not stop there. Louis de Broglie went one step further in 1924. He postulated that not only light but also matter, such as electrons, exhibit wave properties. His theory was impressively confirmed by the electron diffraction experiment of Clinton Davison and Lester Germer in 1927. Electrons also produce interference patterns when they hit a crystal. What does this mean in practice? Depending on how we set up an experiment, quantum objects behave like waves or like particles. The double-slit experiment is particularly illustrative. If individual electrons are sent through two narrow slits, an interference pattern appears on the screen behind, as if the electrons move through both slits at the same time and overlap. However, if one observes which slit the electron passes through, the pattern disappears, and the electrons behave like classical particles. This seemingly paradoxical behavior is described by quantum mechanics. The Schrödinger equation allows the state of a particle to be represented as a so-called wave function. This wave function describes the probability of finding the particle at a certain location. Only through measurement, i.e., observation, does the particle decide on a particular state. This is known as the collapse of the wave function. Wave-particle duality has far-reaching consequences for our understanding of nature. It shows that the classical separation between waves and particles is no longer sufficient. Rather, quantum objects are in a state that unites both properties. This principle applies not only to light and electrons but to all elementary particles, and even to larger molecules, as more recent experiments show. Wave-particle duality also plays a crucial role in modern technology. Applications such as lasers, electron microscopy, or the development of quantum computers are based on the quantum mechanical properties of matter and light. In conclusion, wave-particle duality is a fundamental principle of quantum physics. It challenges our classical worldview and opens up a fascinating perspective on the world of the smallest particles. The exploration of this principle has revolutionized physics and will continue to provide us with many exciting insights in the future. Thank you very much for your attention, and I hope you have gained a good insight into the fascinating world of wave-particle duality.